There's so much to listen to and so little time. Please, waste your time with us. Solid State Radio.
Listen here, you bunch of fucking idiots. This is Brendan from the Lagan. You're listening to the Blarney R on Solid State Radio. Now buck a drink into you and get her done, boy.
Get up with their scope, work in the morning. Well, I guess it could be worse. Get home, get clean, back out,
make hay.
Heading into town, I gotta satisfy my taste for beer, so I'll have a couple on the way. Calling out the boys, no one's answering, sure, that's okay. I know where they are, in the pub by the river, rubbing up the bar.
Oh no, it's happening again. The roof starts to fly and the fish begin to swing. It's the same,
hey,
try to
hey,
it for
hey,
a night.
Hey.
Throughout the evening, drinking with the boys from Kingston. Oh no, it's happening again.
Well, the boys enforce that knockback the charge, but somebody always takes the fun a little bit too far. But it always seems, no matter where we go, trouble always seems to know where we are. The Kingston boys are gonna win the day. Wrong through anybody getting in the way. When the roots start to fly, you know that's when the Kingston boys start swinging out again.
Oh no, it's happening again. The roots start to fly and the fists begin to swing. It's the same,
hey,
try to
hey,
it for
hey,
a night.
Hey.
I got the room to drink with the boys from Kingston. Oh, it's happening again. The roots start to fly and the fists begin to swing. It's the same,
hey,
try to
hey,
it for a night.
Hey.
I got the room to drink with the boys from Kingston.
It's happening again. The boots start to fly and the fists begin to swing. It's the same, shite, a different night. It's another evening drinking with the boys from Kingston.
Oh no, it's happening again. The boots start to fly and the fists begin to swing. It's the same,
hey,
shite,
hey,
a different night.
Hey.
It's another evening drinking with the boys from Kingston. Oh no, it's happening again. The boys from Kingston, will it ever end? It's the same,
hey,
shite,
hey,
a different night.
There we go. Same shite, different night. Welcome back to Blarney Hour, everybody. He's Adam Hairhawk. I'm Drew Duffney right here on Solid State Radio and solidstateradio.net.
Most radio stations are talking about St. Paddy's Day right about now. But you know what? On Solid State Radio, we talk about St. Paddy's Day every Saturday.
Yeah, we had a phenomenal weekend here. Last weekend, went and seen the Irish Rovers. Had a snowstorm, had a day trip in Canada. It was one thing after another, but it all worked out.
It was a great time.
Lucky rocks out of the deal, had some good food, had some good drinks, met a lot of interesting people.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe tarnished the city a little bit.
Think we made it better.
Yeah.
We pushed people out of snowdrifts. We helped elderly people move tables.
That's right. No, it was a good time, but... Then here again, as the weekend come upon us, I was misbehaving again, and Father John bailed me out, so I'm kind of hoping we hear from him pretty quick, because...
I want to know?
This is what it is.
Never mind.
Hey, he's listening in.
Here we go.
Okay.
Hello, Solid State Radio.
Well, hello, boys. How are you today?
There he is.
Well, good, Father. Listen, I appreciate everything you've done for me there over the weekend. I'm glad you called. I was feeling so grateful.
Oh, yeah, grateful. We do have to talk about this weekend.
I was trying to tell Adam a little bit about it. He wasn't too sure about it. He was kind of in disbelief, but I do get carried away once in a while.
Adam, he urinated in my garden.
Drew.
Well,
it gets even better, Adam. Gets me. The cops caught him.
Uh oh, you're going to be on a list and not just on Father John's list.
I won't, though. I won't.
Okay.
They didn't ticket him. I kind of got him out of that.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
How'd you end up doing that?
Oh, you know, I just kind of used my little, just gave him a little preaching, told him that he wasn't a bad boy, just stupid.
Well, that's good.
Well, see, Father, like, things kind of got out of hand. Basically, what happened was, you know, the cost of eggs anymore. Cost of eggs have gone through the roof.
Yes.
So I have gotten to the point to where I started buying some of my own chickens so that they can produce eggs so that we don't have to, you know, pay so much. It's cheaper to feed the chickens than it is to actually buy eggs. And eggs are a real good source of protein. But
they are.
Yeah, I know. You're thinking, what does this have to do with the tea in China? How did that lead to me pissing in your garden? I get it.
In my garden.
Yeah. Well, ultimately what happened, Father, was my chickens weren't laying eggs. And I thought I got bad chickens. So I went to the vet, and he gave me a solution. And so I thought, well, I'm going to go to the local pub to celebrate. So I went to the local pub, and instead of ordering a normal Jameson or a beer, I actually ordered some champagne. And there was a lady there at the same time, and she says, you know what? That's exactly what I was going to order. She says, are you celebrating? And I said, well, yeah. As a matter of fact, I said, how about you? She said, I'm celebrating as well. I said, oh, what are you celebrating? She says, well, she says, my husband and I have been trying to have kids for the longest time. And she says, I couldn't have kids, couldn't figure out what the problem was. And she says, finally, she says, I'm pregnant. She says, normally I drink something heavier, but a little glass of champagne isn't going to hurt too much. And I said, oh? And I said, yeah, I kind of had the same thing. I said, I had all these chickens. And they weren't laying eggs. And I said, I had to go to the vet. And I said, now they're back to laying eggs. She said, oh, isn't that a coincidence? And I says, yeah. She said, it's just like the champagne. That was a coincidence, too. And I said, yeah. She said, well, what did the vet say that caused your chickens to start laying eggs? And I said, well, he suggested that I find a different cock. She said, oh, what a coincidence.
What the oh, Lord.
And then before you knew it, drink after drink after drink kind of led me astray, but I was right down from the church, and I was just going to walk home. I didn't want to drink and drive, and then I had to piss. And so I just thought, well, I'm going to go over here in the bushes, not realizing it was the Holy Garden. I didn't know, Father. I'm sorry.
I believe it's whatever.
And you got busted by the cops.
Yeah, well, they just, I think that's what woke Father up, because it was all the bright lights and everything. And I mean, nobody would have saw me had they not shined their spotlight on me.
You even had my cats looking out the window.
It was worth a celebration, though, Father, anyway. But we got St. Patrick's Day coming up. We got everybody all set for the Easter parade coming up. And we're actually going to be doing a reunion show next weekend. It's going to be a marathon all next weekend, starting at about, I think it's about 6 o'clock on Friday afternoon. And it's going to go on all through Sunday night. Of nothing but the Blarney Hour, so it's going to be Father John all weekend long. Yeah. So, Father, we're not actually going to be able to talk to you on St. Patrick's Day, but I was hoping we could get a blessing from you.
I could. Well, let me see if I can put something together real quick. Let's see, an Irish blessing for you. May your blessings outnumber the shamrocks that grow, and may your troubles avoid you wherever you go.
Well, thank you, Father. I certainly need that one. I need to avoid trouble as much as possible.
Yeah, because you go in the wrong places.
No pun intended. I was definitely going in the wrong place on Saturday, wasn't I?
Yes, you were. Oh, even my cats were laughing.
Well, I'll bring you some eggs because my chickens are laying now, so I'll bring you some eggs and you can color them for Easter.
Yeah, we're like, well, okay, I guess. I don't know. All right, you can do that.
Well, Father. Around. What's that?
It worries me every time you come around.
Now, Father, as spiritual as you are, you should never worry. You know everything is in the Lord's hands.
Yes, it is. I know. He does everything for a reason. I don't know why he's made me talk to you, though.
Yeah. Out of all the people you could be guardian angels of, why you got picked for us? You must have had some repenting to do back in your day that he's like, well.
I wasn't the best, but I got to admit.
That's, yeah, I think.
Oh, was Father John a little bit of a wild child?
A little bit. Just a little bit. I am Irish.
Well, that's true.
Well, that was him that said it's okay to kiss a nun, just don't get in the habit. And if you don't believe he said that, it's coming up this weekend. It was all on tape.
Oh, my goodness. For heaven's sake, hope none of my parishioners are listening.
I'm sorry. I'm broken now. There's not much I can do. Father John, I hope you have a great St. Paddy's Day.
You too, fellas. Be well.
All right. You too, Father. We'll see you in a couple weeks.
All right now. Good night.
Good night.
I love the story about the Irishman and the Scotsman walking to a pub together, and the Scotsman yells out, "Drinks for the house, on me." And the following day, the headlines in the newspaper read, "Irish ventriloquist found beaten to death behind pub." Did you know that the limbo dance was invented by a Scotsman trying to get into a pay toilet for nothing? Okay, you know what to do here, don't you? At the end of every line, clap your hands twice like this. Oh, a Scotsman dressed all in his kilt left a bar one evening fair. You could tell by the way he walked that he drunk more than his share. He staggered round until he could no longer keep his feet, and he stumbled off into the grass to sleep beside the street. Ring ding diddle diddle idio, ring di diddly io. He stumbled off into the grass to sleep beside the street. Now about that time two young and lovely girls were passing by. One said to the other with a twinkle in her eye, "See yon sleeping Scotsman, so strong and handsome built. I wonder if it's true that he wears nothing neath his kilt." Ring ding diddle diddle idio, ring di diddly io. I wonder if it's true that he wears nothing neath his kilt. So they crept up on the sleeping Scotsman quiet as could be, and lifted up his kilt about an inch so they could see. Lo and behold, for them to view beneath his Scottish skirt was nothing more than God had graced him with upon his birth. Ring ding diddle diddle idio, ring di diddly io. Was nothing more than God had graced him with upon his birth. They marveled for a minute, then they said, "We must be gone. Let's leave him a souvenir before we travel on." As a gift they left a blue silk ribbon tied into a bow. Around a bonny star the Scotsman's kilt did lift and show. Ring ding diddle diddle idio, ring di diddly io. Around the bonny star the Scotsman's kilt did lift and show. Now the Scotsman rose to nature's call and he headed for the trees. He lifted up his kilt, then he gawks at what he sees. And in his drunken voice he says to what's before his eyes, "Oh lad, I don't know where you've been, but I see you won first prize." Ring ding diddle diddle idio, ring di diddly io. Oh lad, I don't know where you've been, but I see you won first prize. Our Scottish friend, still dressed in kilt, continued down the street. He hadn't gone 10 yards or more when a girl he chanced to meet. She said, I've heard what's under there. Tell me, is it so? He said, just slip your hand up, miss, if you'd really like to know. Ring, ding, diddle, diddle, idee-o, ring, di, diddly, i-o. He said, just slip your hand up, miss, if you'd really like to know. She put her hand right up his kilt, and much to her surprise, the Scotsman smiled, and a very strange look came into his eyes. She cried, why, sir, that's gruesome, and then she heard him roar. If you put your hand up once again, you'll find it's gruesome more. Ring, ding, diddle, diddle, idee-o, ring, di, diddly, i-o. If you put your hand up once again, you'll find it's gruesome more.
For breakfast, black coffee, one slice of dry toast, no butter, no jelly, no jam. For lunch, just some lettuce and two celery stalks, no beer, no potatoes, no ham. For dinner, one chicken wing, broiled, not fried, no gravy, no biscuits, no pie. This diet and diet and diet and diet and sure is a slow way to die. For supper, two pieces of cauliflower raw, a beefsteak the size of an egg, one slice of tomato, a dab of coleslaw, I swear I'd eat better in jail. Stop eating that pizza right under my nose, girl, that's the least you can do. And put down that candy bar while I am singing and starving my ass off for you. So pass me a carrot stick, peel me a prune, one glass of skim milk and that's all. Turn off the TV for the Big Mac commercials are driving me straight up the wall. I'm thinking of French fries and sausage and waffles, spaghetti and cookies and cake. And each night I'm dreaming of chocolate ice cream, and I'm starving to death when I wake. You're fixing the kids all those creamed mashed potatoes, but it's bouillon and water for me. And you have a lock on the refrigerator, Lord knows where you're hiding the key. And while I am starving for food late at night, I'm starving for loving from you. But you say that when I can see my own willy, you'll be glad to look at it too. But when I am dead and the insurance is paid, you'll look down at me and you'll grin. You'll say the boy tried and he starved and he died, but don't he look good when he's thin?
The Blarney Hour. We drink because it's not good to keep things bottled up.
I'm going to do a song called The Whistling Gypsy Rover, and the chorus goes, adi-doo, adi-doo, da-day, adi-doo, adi-day-dee. He whistled and he sang till the green woods rang. He won the heart of a lady. A lot of people ask me what that stuff means. Adi-doo, adi-doo, da-day, ma-sha-ring-da-ma-doo-ra-ma-da, whack-fa-la-daddy-o, and tura-lura-lura. That's the Gaelic translation of doo-wop, doo-wop, bam-shang-a-lang, shaboom-shaboom, scooby-dooby-doo. It means the same thing, so if you want to sing your American words, go ahead, okay?
Adi-doo, adi-doo, da-day, adi-doo, adi-day-dee. He whistled and he sang till the green woods rang. He won the heart of a lady.
The whistling gypsy came over the hill, down through the valleys so shady. He whistled and he sang till the green woods rang, and he won the heart of a lady. Ready to try it? Ah-dee-doo, ah-dee-doo, ah-dee. Ah-dee-doo, ah-dee-dee. He whistled and he sang till the green woods rang, and he won the heart of a lady. She left her father's castle gate, left her own true lover, left her servants and her estate to follow the gypsy rover. On your own. Adi-doo, adi-doo, he whistled and he sang, and he won the heart of a lady. Her father saddled his fastest steed. He ranged the valley all over, searched for his daughter at great speed, and her whistling gypsy rover. Just the men. Ah-dee-doo, 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 guys, that wasn't very good, but it's probably enough to beat the women. At last he came to a mansion fine, down by the river Clady. There was music and there was wine for the gypsy and his lady. Just the ladies. That one was really close, but the men won. He is no gypsy, my father, she said, but lord of these lands all over. I'm gonna stay till my dying day with my whistling gypsy rover. All the Americans. Shaboom, shaboom. Ya-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Shaboom, shaboom. Ya-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Whistled and he sang till the green woods rang, and he won the heart of a lady.
All right, welcome back, everybody. He's Adam Harehuck. I'm Drew Duffney right here on the Blarney Hour. We got caught off guard once again.
Well, I said like 50 more seconds. And then there was like cheering. It was a live track, so oh. It could have been him yeah. talking about the next song. And
we're
like,
yeah, he was telling jokes. Yeah. You know. Oh gosh.
Oh, if you like that one, here we're gonna. And then we're like, hi, everybody. Yes. So anyway, the two guys walk into a bar and they say, "Hey, what's going on?"
Yeah. Oh well, who's got a drink in their hand tonight, ladies and gentlemen?
I believe I do.
Well. St. Patrick's Day coming up, and everybody just can't wait for that day. I mean, I know we certainly can't. And I know majority of my friends look out for a big party that day. So to everybody who's going out traveling, please be safe, and may your troubles be less and your blessings be more, and nothing but happiness walk through your door. Slancha.
Slancha.
What do we got coming up next, Adam?
You got a couple from the song from the Stansfields.
Oh, the fight song. Are we going to do the fight song?
Yeah, we're doing the fight song.
Oh, let's liven it up, everybody. We're going to get all charged up here in the middle of the show. Enough of that traditional BS. We're just ready to rock and roll right here on the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio.
They're rattling the red beers and prancing in their livery. Tonight, get yourself together and meet me at the magazine. We're gonna have a reckoning, hot time in the old town tonight. Tonight, tonight, we're gonna make it our own, but we're gonna do it right. Tonight, tonight.
is our house. Take your medals and fly the fiddle and fuck away from when you came. Hot time in the old town tonight. Tonight, tonight, we're gonna make it. Hey, oh, rolling, but we're gonna do it right. Tonight, tonight, we're gonna make it.
It's the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio. Now shut up and finish your whiskey.
I was born on the south side of Chicago town. And on warm summer nights we would all get around, away from Irish parents' eyes, in the dark with lovers and friends, hoping it would never end. Smoking weed and drinking brew, loyalty was what you knew. We were born in a USA. Well, everyone knows each other and they all know you. The cops, the firemen, the brickies too. And at night when the lights go out, from each house you can hear the sound of fights and passion all around. So have a drink and sit with me, you're all invited to be free. We were born in the USA. Went off to the war with many kids we knew before. We saw the pictures on the news of people dying in the street, pools of blood on the concrete. Well, many times I prayed before to bring those kids home from this war. But we were born in the USA. Well, now where you are from, nobody cares, unless you are from over there. So you're welcomed in houses by us all, with Mayor Daley on the wall, Our Lady JFK. We will break our bread with you, because we are nobody's fools. We were born in the USA. Oh, we were born in the USA. Oh, we were born in the USA. Oh, we were born in the USA.
There we go. Welcome back to Barney Hour. He's Adam Hairhuck. I'm Drew Duffney. That was the Tossers in the USA, and they are on tour. St. Patrick's Day, they are going to be right in Chicago. So hopefully some of you are going to get a chance to see them. They were in Muskegon earlier on last week, I think. Yeah, cool. Yeah, big old party going on. All these bands are out touring right now. You got the Real McKenzies on tour. I don't think I have the Real McKenzies. We might try to slide them in towards the end of the night tonight. But just so many bands. And this is our time of year. I mean, it's March, yeah, and that's when everybody's thriving. But, normally you think because the remainder of the year they're dormant, but they're not. They're working on new music, and every one of these bands turned out just some awesome new stuff. And it's funny because, like, the Tossers are releasing it one single at a time. Kind of teasers, and then they're going to blow them out when they're on tour and play them all live just for the people who actually go to see them live.
Right.
Of course, it'll be released, around Easter. But anyway, well, should we pay some bills here?
We shall. Right here in the Blarney Hour. Hey, everybody, it's Adam from Sessions, and I have another Sessions concert series that you're going to want to show up to. Corona Road Bar, Saturday, March 25th. Four bands that I play on my show that you need in your life: Hand of Giants, Heat Above, Today's Okay, and Venom of Virtue. There's no cover, no tickets to buy. Just come on in. Saturday, March 25th at the Corona Road Bar in Flint, 3110 Corona Road. Come on out and support local music.
Swiftlet Technology is a Flint-based engineering services company focused on helping you design a technical solution to your business needs. We offer prototype and proof-of-concept services to help you evaluate your idea, or workforce augmentation to help you make your idea a reality. Specializing in electronics and software, our team is ready to help you figure out what to build and then help you build it. Find out more at swiftlet.technology.
Welcome to Historic Lapeer. Named for the stone that lined the bed of our river, we are a vibrant small town where our residents proudly walk in the footsteps of fur traders and natives. We are born with an independent spirit, and that spirit has lived with us from the early days of dueling courthouses to the east-west rivalries of dueling high schools. We are an unusual oasis, close enough to be truly connected, far enough to be a place apart. We are proud of our past and excited for our future, from our cool new businesses, coffee shops, restaurants, and boutiques, to the huge support for the theater and the arts. We invite you to discover this place we call home, discover why we say Historic Lapeer, remarkably close.
You can now use your Alexa device to listen to Solid State Radio. Find the Solid State Radio skill in the Alexa app, and she will hook you up with your local alternative fix. Hey, Alexa, play Solid State Radio.
Playing Solid State Radio.
This is a game changer. This is going to blow things up.
Self-destruct mode engaged in 5, 4, 3.
No, wait, Alexa, cancel. Just one more way you can enjoy your local alternative, Solid State Radio. Alexa, you crazy.
Around and find out.
Are you tired of your project getting outsourced to contractors and subcontractors? Well, these are the sounds of a job well done, and that's what you can expect from Accurate Exteriors. Tony and his team will work with you one-on-one from the estimate all the way to the finished product. Whether it's roofing, siding, or gutters, they also have financing available. Give them a call for a free estimate at 810-394-2597. Act now to schedule your job and receive 15% off labor from now until March 31st.
Stone's Throw Theater, located in downtown Lapeer, is pleased to present A Day in 1950 Radio. We take you back to 1950 to present the Richard Diamond Detective Series. On Friday and Saturday, March 17th and 18th at 7:30, all seats $15. Tickets are available online at www.stonesthrowtheater.org or at 810-660-7805. Stone's Throw Theater, where music, theater, and art are only a stone's throw away.
Hi, I'm Brian Herrick, owner of Happy Days Smoke & More. We're an old-school head shop with a unique atmosphere. We carry local CBD products along with a wide selection of vape and garden supplies, custom blown glass and etching, also tattoo parlor, bulk tobacco, and much, much more. That makes us one of a kind and no one like us. So come on in and let us help you find what you need. Happy Days Smoke & More is located next to Rick and Nick's Party Store south of Bad Axe.
These are the sounds of your home. But radon doesn't have a sound. It doesn't have a color or an odor, but it can cause lung cancer, and it might be in your home now. Protect your family from this radioactive gas. Test your home for radon. Testing is affordable and easy, and so is fixing it. Keep your family safe. Call 1-800-RADON-GAS today, or visit michigan.gov/radon. This message is sponsored by the Michigan Department of Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy, and the MAB.
Hey, it's the Goat Boy from Open for Discussion, a show where we give the best and worst unsolicited advice. Every week, we ask our audience questions and scour the internet for funny, relatable, and thought-provoking advice that we break down. Ever wanted to know if you're the a-hole in a situation? We got you covered. Join Gator and I every Sunday from 6 to 9 p.m. for witty banter, insightful conversation, and a general hodgepodge of a good time. Only on SolidStateRadio.net.
When you want to unwind, Cascaden Lounge in Metamora has everything you need. Hot food, cold drinks, keno, six pool tables, pinball, darts, air hockey. For the musicians, every Thursday night is open mic night. Then on the weekends, Cascaden's has the best bands around lighting up their stage. Cascaden Lounge is located at 4099 South Lapeer Road in Metamora. Give them a call at 810-678-2116. That's 810-678-2116. You deserve to relax, and now you know the place. Cascaden Lounge.
All right, welcome back, everybody. I am Drew Duffney. He's Adam Herhuck right here on the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio. Adam was talking there about Cascaden Lounge.
Yes.
Between them and Corona Road Bar, my gosh, they are big supporters of Solid State Radio.
They are.
All of our Solid State Radio concert series, the Sessions concert series, I guess we should call it.
Sure.
But
like Cascaden's, we also have the annual birthday bash.
Yeah,
we also have the Night Solid State Soul Christmas. Great people. I mean, we have a lot of good businesses that are friends of ours.
Well, and I think the next event, the next Solid State Radio event that we have, I think there's going to be a dress code. Why do you find that funny?
A dress code
yeah.
with us?
Yeah, I think everyone is going to have to wear Solid State merchandise. And I think because the only place you can get Solid State merchandise in the United States is at the Solid State Radio store.
Yes.
And that is on our website at solidstateradio.com. You go to the shop merchandise. Oh, .net, yeah. I'm sorry. If they go to .com, is it going to give them an error message?
Or
is it
gonna it's going to go to some place over in Ireland, actually.
Really?
Or UK or something like that, yeah.
Do they have Solid State Radio gear?
Not ours.
Yeah.
So we won't see the money.
Oh, gosh. And all the proceeds, ladies and gentlemen, we do promise will go to a good cause. It's cause we need liquor. Feel free to buy some yoga pants. You want to see your grandma when she goes to Silver Sneakers on the treadmill. You want to see her in some Solid State Radio gear. They are white, so just make sure she's got her undergarments on. Beyond that, we do have Solid State Radio coffee mugs. Now, you don't necessarily have to put coffee in them. You can put Jameson in them, or McGinnis, or whatever your heart desires. But they are labeled as a coffee mug. I mean, quite honestly, I mean, you can put coffee in it. Just make sure it's majority Bailey's. I mean, that's an Irish. Get yourself an Irish coffee. You know, I mean, for all I care, you can make it an Irish car bomb, but I don't think we have Solid State Radio shot glasses yet.
I'm sure we can get them.
Yeah, yeah. So, anyway, how about we get into some local stuff? How about we get into some Stone Clover? Because everything is awesome to us. And how's that go? We don't get drunk, we get awesome?
Yeah, sounds good to me.
Right here on Solid State Radio.
Well, I'd like to tell the story of the band, la 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 la. How we came to sing and drink across the land, la 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 la. Well, it started out as fun in the back of an old pub. Well, then we found the whiskey and the meaning of true love. We don't get drunk, we get awesome. And everybody's sister will agree. We don't get drunk, we get awesome. So order up a round for you and me. Well, you may have heard it's beer that makes us bright, la 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 la. And a warm embrace of whiskey shines the light, la 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 la. But we also like the rum, and tequila makes us dumb. But when it comes to drinking, well, the band has all the fun. We don't get drunk, we get awesome. And every other mother will agree. We don't get drunk, we get awesome. So order up a round for you and me. One, two, three, four. I declare a drinking war. Five, six, seven, eight. No more sober, can't you tell? 13, 14, 15, 16, I just wanted one more whiskey! We don't get drunk, we get awesome. And every maternal fornicator will agree. We don't get drunk, we get awesome. So order up around for you and me.
St. Peter said, to gain admission here. I've worked at Whip's Cross Hospital for many and many a year. Come in, St. Peter said, and quickly rang the bell. Come in, my dear, and take your seat. You've had your share of hell.
Hello. to Castlebarris, send me home to die. Take me home to Castlebarris, there I wanna lie. Although the sun is shining and the birds they sing so sweet, take me home to Castlebarris, there my friend will meet.
Well, I was just a boy.
I tracked my way to misery.
Well, I tracked my way to joy.
Oi!
And now my life is fading fast, and soon I will be dust. So take me home to Castlebar, and you, my friend, I trust.
Ago when the earth was green, and there was more kinds of animals than you'd ever seen. They'd run around free while the earth was being born, but the loveliest of them all was the unicorn. There was green alligators and long-necked geese, some Humpty back camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, the loveliest of all was the unicorn. Now God seen some sinning and it gave him pain, and he says, stand back, I'm going to make it rain. He says, hey brother Noah, I'll tell you what to do. Build me a floating zoo and take some of them green alligators and long-necked geese, some Humpty back camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, don't you forget my unicorn. Old Noah was there to answer the call. He finished up making the ark just as the rain started falling. He marched in the animals two by two, and he called out as they went through, hey Lord, I got you green alligators and long-necked geese, some Humpty-back camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but Lord, I'm so forlorn, I just can't see no unicorn. Then Noah looked out through the driving rain. Them unicorns were hiding, playing silly games, kicking and splashing while the rain was pouring. Oh, them silly unicorns. There was green alligators and long-necked geese, some Humpty-back camels and some chimpanzees. Noah cried, close the door, 'cause the rain is pouring, and we just can't wait for no unicorn. The ark started moving, it drifted with the tide. Them unicorns looked up from the rocks and they cried, and the waters came down and sort of floated them away. And that's why you never seen a unicorn to this very day. You'll see green alligators and long-necked geese, some Humpty-back camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, you're never gonna see no unicorn.
the Blarney Hour, where time equals your blood alcohol content.
And the waters came down and sort of floated them away. Oh, and that's why you've never seen a unicorn to this very day. But
you'll see green. Don't worry, darling. Your great-great-granddad, he saw them.
How?
When he was out on the ships.
Deep blue sea.